Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And this morning I was scrolling through the boos and I stumbled on the Boo Magnets, and Pilgrim Chris is boos about swearing. And I tend to agree. However, I will be the first to admit that I do swear. And I swear only because I'm angry. And when I looked at Pilgrim Chris's, the picture of the necklace, you were hitting pretty much, you know, the nail on the head with, it's not something that is flattering to a woman. It does not empower a woman. However, I think in society, our society here in the States, it was a derogatory term. And I think because of the way society is going and the way the young girls act today with TVs like the Bad Girls Club, where they promote, you know, physical altercations and bad behavior, and it's scary to know that this is what our society is coming to. I tend to use that word to another woman when I am extremely, extremely hostile towards that other individual. And that's pretty much when anybody knows I've reached my maximum level. But it reminds me of the word redneck. When I was growing up, I remember asking my grandfather, what is a redneck? And my grandfather used to say it's, white men in the South who, the sun would burn the back of their necks and they would have red necks, and they were the ones, you know, that my grandma always wore, like, baseball caps, and the Southern lower class, the working man, so to speak, the ones who were out there in the sun, you know, getting greasy and dirty for a living. And it was a derogatory term, and now, you know, everybody's proud to be a redneck if you're from the South and they have the outlaw music such as Kid Rock and Gretchen Wilson and Hank Williams Jr., Waylon Jennings Jr., or was it, his name is Scooter, I think. But I grew up with it being a derogatory term, and now it's acceptable in society. So I can see where that word is eventually going to be acceptable. It's going to take some time, I think, because most people just think it's just horrible. And like I said, I was raised with, there's only certain kind of women who talk like that. And my father, you know, being a police officer, would always say, they're good time Charlie for tonight, but nobody's going to take them home to meet their mother, you know, because they're the word vulgar, crass, come to mind. And then I was also raised that you are judged by the way you speak. And it's unfortunate. I think it's still holds true. People just aren't as blatant about it. But when you use nothing but profanity, I can see where it expresses emotion, but yet there are other words to use to express emotion. But like I said, I was always raised that the way you speak is the way you will be judged and treated. Sad, but I think it still holds true. Like I said, I don't mind swearing. It's when it's in excess that I don't like it. When people are unable to express emotions and articulate a thought without only through swearing. You know, like every descriptive word is a cuss word. It's unfortunate. But, I think those are my thoughts. Very good topic on swearing. one that I don't think we've discussed at all on Audio Boo that I know of, and profanity and cursing, obscene words, and stuff like that. You know, and I can see sometimes, you know, and the other word, oh, I was thinking is when people, you know, women call, you know, and then they say, you know, bitch, they call each other a bitch. And that too was, I think back in the 90s, where it was more empowering. My mother told me it was back in the 80s when she was working in corporate America, and she said that women would get labeled a bitch for being aggressive. And she says, you need to turn it into a positive and be assertive. So there, ran out of time. There are my thoughts. Laterness, people.